Okay, we are holding in Shoftim, Paragimel, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Pasuk Lamed Aleph, and just to review the Pasuk, Yitzchak.
Vacharav haya Shamgal ben Anos, v'yach es Pelishtim, 600 ish, b'malmad bakar.
Okay, so we were saying how this is a mysterious pasuk, and Shamgar is a very mysterious figure over here. We don't know much about him. We really only have this pasuk. The truth is, there's another pasuk which mentions Shamgar in Shiras Devora.
Shamgar ben Anas.
Yeah, Shamgar ben Anas. He's mentioned in Shiras Devora. In Shiras Devora. It's in reference to the fact that during the days of Shamgar, which we said were numbered, there were very few according to most, a year or less, but during the time of Shamgar, so they were afraid of the Goyim. That's the, if you look at the Pasuk over there, I don't know, it's Parakeh, Pasuk Vav, something like that. So there wasn't a Chua Gedola, which is what all the Mefarshim say. Shamgar, although he brought a Yeshua, but it was not a complete Yoshua for Klal Yisrael. Not clear how long he ruled. Not clear when exactly he ruled. Was it during the was it, I don't even know. Was it during the lifetime of Ehud? Was it after the death of Ehud? Also not clear. Which Shevet he was from? Also not clear. We spoke about yesterday him coming from Shevet Shimon, which would make him the only Shofet that came from Shevet Shimon. And we answered the Kasha, that although the Medrash says that because of the Chet of Zimri, there would never be a Shofet or a Melech from Shimon. So you could say that he didn't rule alone. He didn't rule alone. He ruled together with Ehud, and therefore he's not a full-time Shofet. Pinchas mentioned, maybe wasn't a Shofet at all. I saw in the Sefer Big Day Sheish, who's someone alive now, Rebecca, he says that some Mefarshim say that Ehud wasn't, that Shamgar was not a Shofet at all. I didn't see anyone say that. I think I have most Mefarshim. I didn't see anyone say that, but maybe he found a Mefarsh that said that Shamgar was not even considered a Shofet at all. He wasn't even a Shofet. There's another possibility where he came from, because there's a city, Anas Ir HaKohanim. Anas Ir HaKohanim. So if it's Shamgar ben Anas, so some want to learn that perhaps he was a Kohen. Perhaps Shamgar was a Kohen. So he was possibly a Kohen, which would be from Shevet Levi, or most learn he was from, which the Medrash learns, that he was from Shevet Shimon. Okay, so that, just the person himself, when he ruled, how long he ruled, where he was from, what Shevet he was from, All are not very clear. Also, what's interesting, and we ended off with a pshat in the Malmad HaBakar, that he killed 600 Pelishtim with a Malmad HaBakar. We said a Malmad is this, what's the word? Goad? Goad, which is this, the Mefarshim understand, it's a stick that has a point at the end. And they would lead that's how they would lead the oxen. They would put them on the right path with this pointed thing. So we saw a pshat. There's another pshat here, a very nice pshat. This is from the Nevi'im Tovim. And he says, "V'mahalach sefer shoftim anu edim lepirut nerchav shel klei haneshek." There's all different weapons that are used in Sefer Shoftim.
Not normal weapons.
Interesting weapons, yeah? Ehud ishtamesh b'cherev kitana. Okay, so that's already a cherev, but a very interesting cherev. It was very small, two-pointed, right? Two-pronged. Ya'el, we'll have soon. Ya'el, how did she kill the king?
With a spy,
with a yesed. Well, a shamgar, yesh Malmad Bakar. So all these interesting weapons, which is a makal, he explains a makal aruch shebikotseyu vav akum hamechune darban. The thing on the top, he said, is a vav akum, like a hook, which is called a darban. B'mekomos acherim b'tanach u'b'chazal mechuna hamakel kulo darban. He says in other places this whole stick is not called a malmad, but rather it's called a darban. What tafkidu shel hadarban hu limnoa min habeimus lisitos min haderech litzdadim. It's to stop the animals from going in directions that they shouldn't go, to keep them in line. Be'ezras makekala, by hitting it or poking it a little bit, b'emtzos hadarban hitzliach shamgad lahakos harbe ma'od pelishtim. Sheish meos b'mispar. And with this darban, so Shamgar was able to kill 600 Pelishtim. Hadarban muzkar b'sefer Koheles. We have the word, or at least the shorish darban in Koheles. Where does that come up? Divrei chachomim kadarvonos. Divrei chachomim kadarvonos. The words of the chachomim are like the darban. Are like the darban. What does that mean? How would you understand that? The words of the Chum are like the darban.
Keep us on the right path.
Keep us on the right path. Exactly. Right? They keep us in line. They stop us from turning. I'm a Rashi. That's what Rashi says there. Ma darban ze mechavein es hapara l'talmel kein divoreihem mechuvonim es ha'adam l'darchei chayim. Just like the darban keeps the ox in line, so the words of the Chum keep us in line. Hadarvan eifo mishamesh kimashal ledivrei hamusar. Right? So the mashal to the darban, divrei chacham kidarvonos, so what's that referring to? It's musar. Right? How do the chacham keep us in line? By giving us musar, by explaining to us, or maybe sometimes reprimanding us, making sure we go on the right path, we don't stray, yemin u'smol, to the right or to the left. So that is what the darban represents. Right, hamichuvanim as darba shel adam umashmo zu shel darban matima gam leperkenu shekein amana ha'amo ko amiti leleitzanas umos. So he says that what do the Pelishtim represent? We're not going to get into this now so much, but he says leitzanas. He says leitzanas Pelishtim are leitzim, which they don't take serious thing seriously. That's the lates, right? The lates will take something serious, and with one little joke or sarcasm, so he blows the whole seriousness out of the water. So that's what the Pelishtim represent. And the Baal Musar, obviously, so the arch enemy of the Baal Musar is the lates, right? That's the lates. So who's coming? Shamgar. So he's coming with the malmad, with the darban, right, with the musar, in order to overpower the Pelishtim, which, what's that representing? That he's overpowering the leitzanus, and he's keeping Klal Yisrael in mind. So that's what he says, that's how he learns. Very nice pshat. What's being hinted to here in this malmad habakar is that Shamgar was giving musar to the people, trying to keep them in line, although he was not fully successful. Shamgar was not fully successful. We'll see that more when we start the next parak in the Mefarshim, how Shamgar was not fully successful. But we still need to understand deeper. We still need to understand deeper what is going on here with Shamgar, and what is this Malmad HaBakar represent. So as always, the Mesilas HaNeviim, Rav Eisenberger, gives us an amazing mahalach and deeper understanding of what is going on. So he says, he starts off with the questions we've already asked and answered, but he's going to give a new mahalach. Is first of all what the strange lashon va'acharav ha'yishamgar, which we spoke about a lot. Why va'acharav, not va'yakam? It's not a va'yakam like we have by Asniel, like we have by Ehud. Also va'yoshe gamhu. What's the gamhu? And what's this malmad habakar? And he said to understand this, we always have to understand this is the mahalach that he's using in the whole sefer, the Mesilas HaNeviim, is that in order to understand what's going on, we need to understand the nation that they are fighting against. Each shofet is fighting against a certain am, a certain nation, and that nation has a chelik of tumah, that is being fought against. Just like there's a physical battle, there's a spiritual battle going on. Nothing's happening in the physical realm that's not happening in the spiritual realm. So we need to understand what's happening in the spiritual realm. In order to understand that, we need to understand the Pelishtim. Okay, so far we said that they were late Sonim. What else do we know about the Klipas Pelishtim? What can we learn about the Klipas Pelishtim? Davar hachozer v'nira eitzel ha-Pelishtim. So what we find by the Pelishtim, he isukim v'ishtadlusam limshoch mi'b'nei u'b'nos Yisrael aleihem. Right? We find something interesting by the Pelishtim is that unlike other Goyim, that they want to get rid of us and destroy us, by the Pelishtim, we find that they want to attach themselves to us. Specifically, more specifically, maybe to the Benos Yisrael. They want to attach themselves. Where's the first time that we find that in our history? With Sarah, excellent, right? Heichel me'avi melech melech Pelishtim sheshalach ve'lokach es Sarah. Right, so the first time we find is the Melech Pelishtim who wants to be Boel, who wants to have relations with Sarah. That's the first instance of it. Va'od le'Pelishtim b'yamei Shimshon. This is a Gemara here in Sota. We're not going to get into the whole Gemara there, but he says shekol echad v'yachad hevilo es ishto leveso asurim kidei shetisaber heimana. That in the times of when we come to Shimshon, so the Gemara says that they would have to bring their wives to become pregnant from or impregnated from the Pelishtim. Hanekuda merkazis bezeh miskam hagon hakadosh v'tzadik hakohen. The chol cheshik Pelishtim lehisdabek b'Yisrael. So tzadik says that the cheshik of the Pelishtim, the desire of the Pelishtim, is to attach themselves to Klal Yisrael. As opposed to other nations that want to destroy us and get rid of us and don't want to see us on this planet. So the Pelishtim, the opposite, they want to attach themselves. Well, okay, but specifically in that realm of being davuk, right? In the area where you're most davuk, most attached one to the other, that's where we see the Pelishtim. So what is the Siba for this? Okay, so what is underlying this fact that the Pelishtim want to connect to us? Hasiba she right, the Chukazu he etzem his nagdusam. Right, so what are they fighting against? They are fighting against Yehudo uma'alasu shel am Yisrael al kol goyei haaretz. Right, the Pelishtim want, and this also fits very nice. I mean, he doesn't say this, but it fits beautifully with also the pshat that they're leitzim. Right, that they're leitzim. Leitzim takes away what's important. Right, so Klal Yisrael. Right, we are chosen from all the nations. We are the chosen from all the nations. We are separate, we are different, we are higher than the other nations. This is what the Pelishtim cannot stand. And they want to show that no, Klal Yisrael is just like everyone else. There's nothing special about Klal Yisrael, there's nothing great about Klal Yisrael, there's nothing kadosh, there's nothing holy about Klal Yisrael. Kedavar HaKosev HaAvdil Eschem Min HaAmim Lios Lil Am Segula. Right, Klal Yisrael is supposed to be an Am Segula. Im Yatzlichu L'Ezdabek B'Yisrael Choshu LaHavgin U'Lochiach B'Kach Shekechol HaGoyim Beis Yisrael L'Lo Maila Miuchedes Umuvdeles. So the Pelishtim try to show that there's nothing special about Klal Yisrael. They're just like everyone else. Kechol Hagoyim. They're not special. They're not mavdil. Naskil b'avana shoshim avdar. Let's get more to the root. Al pi ha'yidua. The Mitzrayim. Right. So what's the tumah specifically of Mitzrayim? What tumah? Ervas Haaretz, excellent. Right, the Mitzrayim who bechinas yisod the klipa. Okay, if we know that you have the seven sviros of kedusha and we have the seven sviros of tuma. So where does Mitzrayim lie? Mitzrayim is the yisod of klipa. the Yisod, the Mida of Yisod in Klipa. Kemoshe Nikra Ervasa Aretz. Asher Al Kain, so who had to go down to fight Mitzrayim?
Mr. Yosef.
Yosef, Yisod, right? Yosef Atzadik, Shemidas Utzadik Yisod Olam, Hu Hamashpir, Hamachzik Es Yisod, Betoch Tumas Mitzrayim. Ka'amrim Zal Yosef Yard Mitzrayim, the Godar Atzmo Minho Erva, the Nigdaru Yisrael Bizzichuso. Right, so you're going into the Klipas Yisod, and therefore who do you need to fight against that? You need the Tzadik Yisod Olam, meaning Yosef HaTzadik, who's Magdir himself Barayas, and that's how he brings salvation to Klal Yisrael. Okay, what does this have to do with the Plishtim? Take a look at this amazing. I put some Chumashim out. Take a look. Turn to Bereishis, Perek Yud. Bereishis, Perek Yud. Pasik Yud Gimel. Starting with Pasik Yud Gimel, Pasik Yud Gimel.
And
Perek Yud. It's in Parshas Noach. Parshas Noach. Parshas Noach.
What page?
This is page 46. Page 46, if you have the English. unbelievable here. Umitzrayim Yalad Es Ludim V'es Anomim V'es Lahavim V'es Naftuchim. How many is that so far?
Four.
The S Pasrusim is five. The S Pasluchim is number six. Asher Yatsu Misham Pelishtim, who came out of number six, the Pelishtim, the S Kaftorim. So Mitzrayim has seven children. Mitzrayim has seven children, so every time we see the number seven, what does that bring up, obviously? Sphira. The seven Sphiros. And who is number six?
Sluch.
Right? The Kasluchim, and who comes out of the Kasluchim is the Pelishtim. Amazing, right? So the Pelishtim also are the Hemshich of the Midas Yisod de Klipa. Manakot of Sheva, Mitodos of Kiyotzebo, Umistama called Mispar Sheva, Shabacho Makome.